Guys, welcome back to the Cycles Podcast with me, your girl, Adhiambua Adhiambo Kisumu City. You're hanging out with me, Maeve Cheryl, and the lovely Elsa from there.
Aisha Chwara, what's good, guys? Hope you're all doing well.
Yeah, we started with you because you're a familiar face.
Now,
to the most important... Okay, sorry, Aisha. Part of this episode is none other than...
Sandra!
Hi, guys. My name is Sandra Nziaki. Content
creator extraordinaire.
For sure. If I'm
well, yeah. So, yes, professionally, I'm a digital marketer. Mm-hmm. On the side, I'm a content creator, influencer, vibe deliverer.
Oh,
anyways, and so much more.
Facts.
So, I'm sure most of the people who are seeing you know you from somewhere. I personally know you from UkeWeb. That was one amazing YouTube show that I don't know if it's on. Is it?
Well, yeah.
It's still continuing.
Yeah, but I'm no longer part of UkeWeb.
Okay.
I'm no longer part of UkeWeb.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're drafting for like Cycles Podcast.
Sailors. We have a whole script now.
So anyway, we will jump right into the episode and we're going to start off with some of the things that have caught our attention in the past few weeks. And for me, the one thing that caught my attention the most was the challenge done by the Nigerian chef, Hilda Bachi. And that's how we say it.
I'm not going to lie.
I
have no idea how you pronounce it.
Basti.
It's Basti. It's not Bachi.
It's Nigerian. It has to be Basti.
Basti.
Oh, it's not Italiano.
Italiano.
You know how I learned about this thing? It was a couple of days ago and now I'm actually trying to think about the side of the internet I'm on because I feel like it's just on a very shallow side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I learned about it. I learned about it from his styles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
They were really pushing that. They were really pushing that. So I'm seeing the model actually go and she's talking about Hilda. I'm just like, what? What is this? So I just type in on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Who is, like, what is a Hilda and what's going on right now?
Yeah.
It shows me the whole thing. I'm just like, wow. Okay, this must have been something people have known for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to reconfigure my search, like, history. Because,
girl.
Yo,
so
I'm on the wrong side.
She was trying to break a cooking record that's been held by someone from London, if I'm not wrong.
Did she manage?
And she did, and she surpassed it. The previous record was at 87 hours, 45 minutes, and she did 100 hours.
No. She did 100.
100 hours of cooking.
No sleep.
No sleep.
Wake up.
I love it. Oh, my days. Ooh.
So
that's crazy.
And then you know me, I thought, sorry. Mm-hmm. I thought when you decide to break a world record, it's just if now I want to, let's say, break the record, as a lala the most, I can just hit Guinness up and tell them, voila.
Yeah, you know, I've actually been wondering, if you were to break a specific record, mm-hmm. what record do you think you'd actually want to break?
Hmm. I think sleep.
Uh-huh.
Sini sleep, na sense my vibes. Hey, vibes in Aisha. Sit kwa mood swings. Osh, chana wate ato participate kwa hiyo. So sleeping. Imagine, but I'd try cooking as well.
Really?
I'd try cooking.
Oh, you enjoy cooking?
I do enjoy
cooking. All right, Sandra, what
bombastic side eye? Criminal offensive spider. For me, I think it would be sleeping for sure. Wow, one thing about me.
You can sleep.
I can sleep. I'm going to sleep.
Wow.
Whether it's raining, whether the sun is out, whether there are no curtains, whether I'm on a bed or not, I'm going to sleep. That and what else? Maybe partying.
Really? You're not the ones that want to go home at some point. I will move all your bottles to sleep on the table.
The only way I'd break that record is I have to make sure I sleep fast. I do the sleeping fast.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Then I have the energy.
So sleeping is part of your pregame strategy.
Hey, bro. You have to. You got to.
No, but honestly, I feel like if you're sleeping and you're not in competition for Amma, you're not in it to break a record, it's easy for you to sleep. I swear to God, Nikijua na lala ndani break.
Oh, babe, so you have to
close
your eyes. Even if you're thinking about life and your stresses, you just close
that's
your eyes.
A lie.
Just count sheep, man.
Unless they can actually record if you're actively sleeping, the whole REM thing. Yo,
because you know, even for her, in as much as she's done the 100 hours, they still have to go verify. They still have to go watch the clips and see if there was consistency, if she didn't actually sleep, you know, all those things. So that record, akuna hitil, akuna...
What? Are they considering the repercussions?
Miss Imluya. Huh?
But then, may I have a come question? To me direct. So she was cooking for who? Because I'm assuming
that. Oh, apparently, I was talking about it with a friend today, and apparently, one of the terms is that you can't sell any of the food you cook. So you're continuously cooking for all that time, and people are getting food for free.
For sure. Yeah. That's so fine.
But what prize do you get apart from tunajua ni wewe?
Maisha get a change.
You don't get money?
Endorsements. They'll come in form of endorsements. Because there are people now.
And that depends on the person you are and how you bank yourself. That has nothing to do with business.
You know, to be honest, it depends with how she's going to carry herself from now on. Also, now, there's someone who said, still in the line of cooking, that if you boil chicken first before you cook it, then you're not a good cook. I just feel like it's a matter of hygiene. I boil the chicken to like kill the germs and to just remove all the extra blood.
Let me tell you, as a Luya, I would love to see how said person makes kenyeji.
For real, let's discuss.
Because we discuss 50 marks. Yes, let us see a 10, 20, 50, 50 marks.
I don't know. Anyway, first of all, I don't even eat kenyeji. So
pressure cooker, apparently
kenyeji chicken.
Like, I hate kenyeji. Like,
I fight life and then I fight the chicken.
Like, BFFR, I'm just trying to eat, man. I'm trying to eat. Like,
you want war. You just want nutrients. The rest is extra.
It's from the cooking to the eating. It's just hardship, hardship.
I love vyombo.
Then we
Oh, my God. I love you because ikuwa nini giza niko na masjui mahindi iko na nyasi ya juzi.
It's so
guys, think of the health benefits. The health benefits.
I want to know. From on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a cook are you, Aisha?
I'm not even gonna lie. I think I'm quite okay. I generally put myself at a 7.
7.
Yeah.
So
the last time I cooked is the one you need to ask me.
Neza kuimagine during Ramadan. Neza
Ramadan I didn't cook. I'm not even gonna lie to you because during Ramadan I was living alone. I mean, the last time I cooked. Was gosh, I think around April last year.
April, they'll cancel you. Zioki,
cancel me. Imagine it's fine.
April last year.
Corey, what have you been eating? How have you been eating?
I don't consider the simple breakfast like little stuff cooking.
Okay.
Kama ni kabisa na you smell like garlic, you've cried because of onions. I consider that cooking.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm literally. I think it's very interesting. It's something I used to do so much in my teens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was because I was raised by a single mother. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a different role to play in a specific household and everything. And you know, she's out there hustling for all of us, and I love that. Yeah. So mine was more of those two. To cook, is this the day we're taking down the curtains to go shughulikia them to do this? That mine was a lot of domestic, like roles. My sister, she's my best financial advisor. I go and ask her about anything. She's just like, no, this particular money market fund, or this or that. Not that it's nazielewa. So we all had a particular role we played just to, you know, keep the family going. Mine was the kitchen, and that's the thing. Wow. I feel like after moving out, I'm emancipated from the roles I used to actively play, whether I was sick, whether I was tired, whether I wanted to do it
whether
or not.
Whether you had broken.
Me and cooking, piga pasi. Now I have the, what's this thing called? The convenience of getting someone else to do it, whether it's meal prepping and the like. I'm going to take that shit until I actually reform the relationship I have with cooking. Because right now, it's more a chore than anything else.
Yeah,
I
don't enjoy that task.
I will spend this much time in the kitchen, like so much time in the kitchen. And I don't like the heat that comes from cooking and ironing. Those chores I don't enjoy. The heat that comes from cooking and ironing. What were mange for? Do you know how long? Like 20 minutes. Like, yombo ni zako tena. Catch me dead.
And it took an hour plus to cook. I'd give it a... Six.
Really? Okay. No, and I love that.
Maybe five.
Where? No, give it a six. The six that you said.
Let me Giamini.
Yeah, Giamini. Imagine.
I made a belong in the kitchen. Please, BFFR.
Really?
Even my mother knows I do not belong in the kitchen. At first, she used to be like, I'm Totem's Chana, Totem's Chana. She got used to it and like, go to her house and I sit like a guest.
I saw you on Mother's Day. You showed up for the food.
I showed up for the food and that was it.
Even me, I munched. Woo. My mother's cooking is so healing. What about you, Maeve?
Me, I'd give myself a 9 out of 10, bro.
Really?
I don't play the kitchen.
Hashtag wifey.
Is it going?
Can I come live with you?
For sure.
Really?
Let's go eat.
Hey, okay. What's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing to cook would be chicken, pilau, mchele, mchele.
Yeah.
I like to play. I like to experiment a lot. But now the only thing I don't know how to do properly is baking. Baking chicken and all that. That's the only thing I can maybe.
Oh, like in the oven?
Yeah, for sure. But the rest of everything, we try. We try.
Yeah. What about you, Sandra? What's your favorite thing to cook?
Where? Maybe a one pot of those kind of cook, you know, something like roasted potatoes with chicken
quickly
in 30 minutes. Bro, those are my specialty. But breakfast is my favorite thing to make. Like if you sleep in my house, just the next day you're waking up to a bad boy piece of breakfast.
Gourmet.
That's nice.
You know, I was about to say the exact same thing, but just like I said, I usually don't take it much as the task in cooking. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. What I can offer right now, I will put cereal in a bowl. Uh-huh. I will put the milk. If you like it warm, I'm going to take it through the microwave a bit. But otherwise, please don't stress me.
I'm a school teacher.
I'm going to cook. I'm going to cook. I told Pika April last year.
I have a whole meal prep situation going on. So I factored it in. But actively just thinking about it in the grid, I haven't taken it. It's still too much work for me.
But
I go work and slave the whole day. I come home. If I can get a certain level of convenience, whether it's shopping online and having it delivered to me, I will. And it's one of those things I figured out these days I can have the convenience of, and I'll take it.
And I get where you're coming from, because even I, when I first moved out, it was just ordering online, online. But then this year, I don't even order food online.
Really?
Like, I don't.
Now I'm fresh off the boat, because I moved juicy.
We're giving you a few months.
Maybe you'll also get a routine that will work properly, or how to find yourself enjoying cooking again. You get maybe you'll be with someone over there and you'll find your way back to cooking.
You should also do a segment on people who've just recently moved out. I'm sure that would be helpful to a lot of the young ladies.
So, it's expensive. They don't tell you it's expensive. And let me tell you.
We'll tell them on a specific episode.
Oh, my days. Yes, we will.
Aisha, you only promised me make. So now we move into the real episode of the season. What the hell am I saying? We move into the flesh of the episode. And we're going to be talking about jumping out the friend zone.
Let's have at it. Let's have it.
There's this thing that goes around that I hear all the time. Mm-hmm. And people say that ladies like to friendzone nice men, nice guys. Uh-huh. How true do you think that is, Sandra?
Well, that's such a funny statement to me, because, I mean, you'll easily friendzone someone if you're not attracted to them, especially sexually.
That's automatic.
Yeah, that's automatic.
Yeah.
But then I do also understand the fact that sexual attraction can be built over time. Because sometimes you might find yourself attracted to someone's intellect, and it's possible. You see, intellect is not just an instant thing. It's something that takes time to build up.
Sit down.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I get that, but nice guys finish last, per.
You think so?
We are saving them for marriage.
My notion is totally different. Uh-huh. And I might get some heat for this. Uh-huh. But I don't think, oh my gosh, nice guys are the ones that are friend-zoned. Uh-huh. I think each and everyone can... A bad bitch can be friend-zoned, and that's fine. Uh-huh. I just feel like nice guys are the ones that bitch about it. Yeah, they're the ones that loudly take their L's. Like, why? I did everything
I'm such a nice guy, but I'm still getting friend-zoned. I bought her flowers, I paid her rent.
What are those self-proclaimed ones? Yeah. I'm like, what makes you think you're nice? Because
First of all, the word nice is such a weird word. Like, why would you say
to brand
nice?
Yourself.
Mm. Yeah, it just gives me the creep.
Okay, now that you've mentioned it, I read somewhere, and this person said that this nice guy being friend-zoned problem is a young man's problem. Because he said in his words, I'll quote him, you will never find a 30-year-old man or 30-plus-year-old man being friend-zoned at it because they're a nice guy and whatnot. And this is because for the younger guys, they've made the nice guy their identity. Like, they don't know anything about themselves beyond, I'm a nice guy, I can take you out, I can do it. Mm-hmm. But for the 30-year-olds and the 40-year-olds is... I'm a good programmer. I'm a father of three. I'm a good husband and all those things. And now we end up getting attracted to people who really know about themselves. But for a nice guy, it just ends there. I'm a nice guy, period. Mm-hmm. I'm not interesting. I don't have any activities outside of my niceness, you know. So when I read that, I was like, oh, okay, word.
That's mm-hmm. And that makes so much sense.
True, it makes so much sense.
Really? Mm. Is that the case? Because I know so many younger guys that do have an identity outside of anything else. Mm-hmm. It's just maybe do they feel safe exploring that with said person?
Okay.
Because there's so many guys we know in our age bracket or a bit younger that are gamers and they're actually really interested in that, mm-hmm. whether you take it seriously or not, mm-hmm. that are do have hobbies and they're like, actually, if I think about it, not that many babes have that have hobbies outside mm-hmm. of maybe makeup, sherehe and brunch, mm-hmm. makeup. and I'm not hating on anyone. Makeup, just her work, her 9-to-5, or if it's not a 9-to-5, just her hustle and the like. There won't be an outside hobby, but so many men have so many hobbies. So is it an aspect of the lack of, you know, self-discovery or mm-hmm. just not being ready or, yeah, being ready to be raw enough to, you know, younger ladies because we're shit on it.
I think we just don't proclaim it enough. Like, you get, like, it's mm-hmm. not an immediate answer that they give. It's like, oh, by the way, mm-hmm. I'm a golfer. You know, it's like a by the way. It's not like
they own it
and they don't own it. You know, I don't know why. That's actually a good question.
But we've cut out that we don't just friend zone nice guys. Even the baddest of the
niggas. Oh my gosh, there's so many bad boys out here that have been friend zoned so many times, they just don't bitch about it. They take their air strong. It's okay. Hey, it's okay.
So now if we're friend zoning a nigga, what do you think he can do to get? Is there something like jumping off the friend zone? Like, can someone just
mangalio trick bigger?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
A very valid answer, though, for those that resonate with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Matoboke.
Well,
I up the game.
Huh. For me, I think it's just how you carry yourself that's mm-hmm. attractive. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kuna venye. When you're a jibeba, mm-hmm. it's so attractive to me. I don't like, first of all, you can't be that nigga who's sent at away. Ebu and Nango to Bukia Meza.
You know, people were having an argument on Twitter about this thing and they were saying it's not real. This is things we've made up in our heads. But
oh my God.
No, these are things we actively observe.
Even me, I've seen
girls always notice those things. You know, that can weak nigga in the squad who's always sent at to go book the table. Oh, go get me my jacket in the car. At West Mama de Mwanko.
Your pocky mekawia, Ebu and Dongo.
It happens, oh actually. It
really... Let me tell you, if I'm with a nigga and then his boys do that to him, mm-hmm. guys, I'm going home.
You're going home?
I'm going home.
Me, I'm a shy fan. I went with him. I went on behalf of him.
You know, I'm actually such a nice babe like Maeve.
I really felt so bad.
If I'm lit enough and confident enough, best mm-hmm. believe I'm going to deflect that to someone else. I'm just like, no, I'm actually here chilling with him mm-hmm. and I'll go to him. But I'm just like, why don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
I
that's
get
also
you.
Something I'd do.
No, I'm this and that.
Imagine to my boyfriend yangu glasses kwa jikoni. Ati wewe ndio tuletee ba glasses.
No, but those ones still ended horribly, so let me not even speak.
Sawa. Anyway. So, Sandra said the way they carry themselves could potentially move them from the friend zone.
Aisha? As well as your motivation in life. Mm-hmm. In the sense of your drive. I want to see your drive. Mm-hmm. Like the grind that you put in, whether it's your 8-to-5 mm-hmm. or your hustle, mm-hmm. just that grind, dedication, the motivation that you have. Mm-hmm. Like you don't need to be motivated.
To be pushed.
Because me, I like a man. Like I like the traditional kind of man, you know, do I say hustler? No, not hustler, but like the provider.
He knows a provider. Yeah,
he knows he needs to provide. That's the kind of man I want. Mm-hmm. I just don't cook. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
That's why I draw the line, honey.
Aisha?
For me, ni ngumu. I'm not even going to lie to you. Because for me personally, how I view it is, if I've established a really strong relationship with someone mm-hmm. outside of the aspects of romance and it's absolutely platonic and it's fulfilling to me, mm-hmm. I don't want to lose that and I don't want to sacrifice that. So I block all ways of looking at someone in that kind of aspect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love having them in the platonic aspect in my life. I don't want to risk the weirdness that might come with a romance and then later on we can never bounce back to what we were, so I keep it there and I actively just block the side of my mind that might have thought of them like that.
Oh my God, I get that. Mm-hmm. But like, what when is
time
the
to
love
get
of
married?
Your life is within your friend group, girl.
I don't even know, because guy, let me finding a male that's actively just so interested in you in anything but the sexual aspect, like he just I don't even, when I say interest, like he's interested in your well-being, mm-hmm. how you're mm-hmm. progressing,
yeah.
actively keeping, you know, and he has no ulterior motive.
Motives, yeah. mm-hmm.
It's so hard to find.
It's so hard.
So when I find that, it's just a gem. Mm-hmm. 10 over 10. We're blood now. You're my brother. That's how I'm moving about it.
I think if we did start from
a whole notion of friendship. Yeah.
I agree with you on that point of just blocking the side of you that could even see this person in a potentially different
and
light.
And it's even subconscious. See, atina jifuosa ti usiku na mfikiria. It's so subconscious. Because I've been raw dogged in this life. So when I find true, genuine kinship, gosh.
Because obviously if I'm friend zoning you, it definitely means there's really something I've already seen that cannot make us compatible in any way, shape, or form. The other thing is probably I don't even you're not physically attractive to me, and I don't see how even when you said physical attraction or sexual attraction can come in the long run. I'm just like, no, bro.
Facts.
If it's not there from the word go, I don't think it'll
ever be. I guess it's I mean, my friends, like my guy friends, I'm really like, yuck.
Unless you're
when babes say, oh my god, he's so
you can't even think about it. It's like someone calling your brother hot. I'm like, him.
You know, I'm a club and I can be a home dancer. I'm just like, you're my friend.
But then, just to make it even, let me thicken the plot, yeah? Mm-hmm. What if it's a guy friend, like, you guys are friends, mm-hmm. but, like, you know you're attracted to each other. You know, it's just that.
The moment you dip your foot in, it's over. The
Kionjo,
moment
like, you dip your... Having fun here, there.
Zikianza kushika ndo mnafikanga hapo. Energy ina gonga. Energy.
Okay. What would you exploit?
But in my... when I think about... when I think about the kind of things that might have happened like that, mm-hmm. I realized.
Like in
yomearibu,
yo.
Yeah. Yo mna that's ribu. A tough one.
That one you're spoiling.
But you see, it doesn't last for long, is all I must say.
It's life, does guys. Not. You never know. You have to try everything.
No, but if you are friends and you are onjaring before you, you know, when you start off as friends, strictly friends. If you start off as strictly friends, it's very hard to like now katakona and start.
Oh, yeah.
But if we started off as, you're my friend. That one.
So you guys can't be friends with your exes?
Can't.
Can you guys be friends with your exes? Someone that you've had way more than just the platonic high with?
There's a process for me.
There's a process for you.
Mm. Okay, even me.
Like when we break up, I'm gonna block you like out of sight, out of mind. I didn't cross the house. You're then one day I'll remember, then I'll bring it
you
back.
You'll unblock and then now we become friends.
Yeah, now I won't. Like up until the point where I feel nothing for you. You get
me. It depends. Mm. If you left me on a bad note, we're never going to be friends.
Yeah.
But if you say hi to me,
what if
I
he comes back
hi.
And apologizes? It's just like I'm holding myself accountable for this particular act. But you still don't want anyone to think
of course, I'll be confused. Of course, I'll be confused. I'm like, okay, is this apology? Do you want us to get back together? You know?
Yeah. No, but what if like, I just want us to be calm? I just want to, you know, actively, I'm acknowledging this and I don't want it to eat at you. You
want to be calm
like,
about
let's
what?
Just be cautious.
Let's just be nothing.
For real?
Let's just be. No, if we ended it on a bad note. But if it was, oh my God, yeah, akuna mali tunaenda.
Yeah.
Akuna mali tunaenda. Sawa, si tuachane, sawa.
Oh, that
we can be.
Yeah, even me for those ones. Like, if you actively just see akuna mali
tunaenda,
it's okay. I am so okay with them. And most of the time, if I had love for someone at some point in time, it's really hard for that love like
to vanish.
And I'm not saying I'm actively still in love with this person, but I still care for their well-being.
Yeah.
I still care for, you know, whatever is going to happen to them and the, like, just the progression of their life. So if it's maybe seeing them out, I'm going to say hi, you know, what's up, what's good. We take a shot or two, sawa, tukutane, tukutane. But I can't actually say there's an ex of mine.
Like
I don't talk to
friends
I talk to, tukitona even at I'm just like, yo, what's up?
Mkikuwa friends na alafu mkiwaona waki move on.
Imagine for me it's okay. Because at that point in time, Nisha accepts
sio
mimi.
Ni okay sana.
And I have such an abundance mindset. I would love you to have your portion in this life.
No.
And mine is coming,
I'm not
guys.
Mature like that.
But then, that's why I said, like, I have to block you for a period of time.
No,
so that everything is gone. Like,
no, Sandra, you know, you
even
think
if you move on, I don't
you
give
might
a
think
shit.
Imesha.
Okay, but then,
and then
when
you're
you
friends.
See them.
You know, when you're actually friends, like what you said, the love still lingers.
Yeah.
You're not in love with them, but you love them.
But then, okay, don't listen to me as well. I think I've been like in only one relationship. I've seen experience your category.
So now let me twist the story. Mm-hmm. Have you been friendzoned?
Hey,
ukweli.
See, my nigga friends.
Sasa.
All your nigga friends have friendzoned you.
Obviously.
No, no. We're talking about someone you were actively interested in. You showed interest. Okay. And then they were like, nah, shorty, but I think friends. We can still be friends.
Okay. No.
No.
I don't think I'd take that lightly.
I think I'm a bit psycho.
Bro, that will go to my head. No,
oh, gosh.
No, no. Uh-huh.
You take it as a challenge now.
Hey, bro, you will prove me right.
Oh, my days. For me,
you?
I don't think I have because, you know, I realized the other day, I've never actively thrown my shot. Like, throwing my shot.
You haven't.
Me, I think about a nigga. And honestly, if you don't shoot your shot after I've thought about you, I'm just like, oh, okay.
Sour.
I guess this isn't going to work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, it's like,
done with you.
Mm-hmm. That's meant for how girls throw their shots.
You think about him.
Yeah. So if...
But you know it works sometimes.
Yeah, really. You think about someone so much and then...
And then one day, it's just like, hey. Oh.
Yeah, oh. It's true.
What, Gigi, are powerful. You guys doing at night?
Talk to me after this.
Me, I've shot my shot. I've shot so many shots. I'm so ashamed.
Really?
Anyway,
no, it's not a bad thing.
It's you can a actively bad thing.
No, no, I don't
I'm
think
never
it
going
is.
To shoot my shot.
Give my I don't tips. Think it is because I feel like you'll find yourself in a situation that you envisioned for yourself.
No.
Okay, the different side of the spectrum is it's me in this world and the people that come to me. And okay. Then I assess based on person to person. But you envisioned something for yourself.
Yeah.
And you went for it.
Okay. Mm.
There's a difference.
And you'll rarely miss out on what you want.
No.
There's some of us might just settle for the last garbages out here.
I need to start shooting my shot, man. Like,
there's this one time I shot my shot. Now, this one I got friend zoned. But I was in Form 2. So it was my friend's boy.
High school.
And...
Wow.
No, yeah, me nilijikuta at me. So it was my friend's boy, and she always talked about this guy. And I was like, hey, now I'm saying Inani. And then she showed me the picture. So one time I went home, I was sick. No, my friend went home and I was like, hey, Shula in a bobila. So even me, I went home.
Aww.
So when we went home, we were chatting with people on Facebook most of the time. So when she showed me the guy on Facebook, she showed me the guy on Facebook. And I just shot him a DM. I just said, hi. I've heard a lot about you, and you know what? From all those things, me, you're talking about delusion. Me, I'm going to fall in love.
Delusion
is
always good. It's always
anyway,
good.
Anyway, so I shot my shot, and then he's like, oh, hi. I'm really grateful for you telling me all these things, but I have a girlfriend, but I'd really appreciate it if we'd stayed friends. I said, okay. I don't think I replied. I said, sour. In my heart, I said, sour. Imekata. So that was in October. Fast forward to November, I come home, we've closed school, I come home, I check my Facebook and I see, oh my God, hi. If you still have feelings for me, I'd be down. But
ooh,
I'm only coming
because I'm
nigga can't come because oh, so you're like, you're backfire.
I'm not a second option,
second
nigga.
But because I still wanted to, I just said, yeah, let's do it. And he was the sweetest, the most amazing person.
Aww.
The only bad thing is like he died like a month later.
That went dark real quick.
I know. He died like a month later after we
so
started dating. So,
my
the nigga that friends on me is not alive. Consequences. Jokes.
I love that cube.
That went dark real. I did not.
I was saying not to
just joke.
But like, wow.
So that's the first experience I've had with like being.
You know, I'm saying you guys in high school. Cause in high school, me, I was focused on like sports and sleeping.
For real.
Sports
was the last.
Mama,
thing on my mind.
Like, okay. Woo.
But that was the only Mwanaume I was concerned with.
Meaning that was like to funky. Upper primary, like class 7, class 8.
Oko nandika male
funky. Alafu it was fuck nigga. No, it was a marashi manini. I wasn't, no.
Okay.
I've never even gone for a funky.
Aye.
Dead ass.
Which school did you go to?
The Nairobi Muslim Academy.
Sorry?
Okay. But moving on
okay,
swiftly,
we get it.
When I got
we
to university now is when I went through that. And I feel like you guys went through your phases of knowing when a nigga is really just like
playing
you.
Time.
And hey, Shmi, I was a late bloomer in that aspect. Yo.
Actually, everybody was a late bloomer. But like, I used to do those, you know, males and whatnot. Because all my other friends were out there. Me, I was just the only men in my life were my brothers and my father.
Bringing you to school.
Yeah,
but even me, that one was the only kierere I did 2014.
So
and then
I don't think it's kierere, babe. You're literally I love that for you. Like, you have the gut to do that. I need to start shooting my shot.
No, don't.
So,
don't.
Let me ask you. Let me pose a question to you. Uh-huh. So, like, as much as it was, you were young at that time, it was a very young kind of love.
Yeah.
How did you go through grief?
How did I grieve?
Yeah.
So, oh my God, this is also weird. Because now we were just
starting
a month. We hadn't
out,
spent a lot of time together. The only thing we used to do was maybe talk, chat a lot.
Yeah.
So that there was a void created out of that. And then now the other thing that happened was I was so bad at math. I think we talked about this with Aisha. And he was so willing to help me with math.
Oh, that's cute.
So most times during math class, I was just Nikonas machoses look balance. I was like, oh my god, the only one person who was willing to help me with this thing is God. So it's like I think I also didn't really understand how to. So I didn't pay attention to it, and school really took over. So that was like pushed the back burner. It's not like when I'm grown, is when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, maybe we should have cried a little bit. But otherwise, fine. But don't shoot your shots, guys. Don't shoot your shots. I've done it again.
Please tell us in the comments, do you shoot your shot or not? And tell us why you do or why you don't. Okay. Ladies, please.
So now we move right into the next segment. Must be nice to be you. So we move to the next segment, and we're going to play a game where we're putting a finger down if we've done either of the things that will be mentioned.
I'm so afraid.
Let's have it. Let's
the
have
first
it.
Thing
will
is...
Will it require two hands or one?
I think two hands.
At our toes.
They're ten.
Highball.
Okay. They're ten. So put a finger down if you farted in an elevator and pretended it wasn't you.
Wallahi, I feel like those people have such black souls.
There was no one there. I was alone. Does that count?
No, but people that do it around other people have such dark souls. I'm convinced
other
something
people.
Went wrong. Yeah. And then wow, Anashuka, second floor. Unakana, yopaka 11th floor.
Siki kuja, imekuja. So dafanya.
Mina jikaza. I'll shuka at any floor because I'm so convinced they have evil souls. Do it. Don't
let
it
to other people. Finger down.
No, it's like forcing someone to be in the bathroom with you as you take a number two.
I won't put mine down because I was alone.
You are alone.
That's fine. With other people. Oh God.
I'm like, nengino na chilianga kwa mati na vile mati ni stuffy.
And people are already so sweaty, Gioni, and everything. There's so many other scents you're fighting.
Ah. Oh my God, me za class. Ah,
za class.
Za class.
Za class at least kulikuwa na aeration.
I love
14 seater. Umetukosea.
Wasichana wa rembo ndo anaachilianga zile mba. Anyway, haya, put a finger down if you scream during horror movies.
I can't even watch a horror
You can't
movie.
Horror movie.
Let me tell you, I cry.
You cry?
Like, what's it called? It's called Scream, don't you?
Yeah.
Wah. And then Final Destination as well. There's a time
Final
my friend
Destination
tried putting,
is cute.
Let me tell you, I cried and ran out. Like, I was like, if you're not changing that movie, I'm not coming back to your house. I can't watch horror movies.
Yeah, I don't scream because I don't feel like I have it in me as a reflex. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those shouters like, fuck, oh my God. It's such a nigger thing, but does that count? Should I put it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aisha just looks like a psycho, to be honest. This girl, be scared.
Oh my days.
Hey, I'm talking here. Oh, she watches horror movies. She doesn't shoot her shots. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Put a finger down if you'd go 50-50 with a man.
Wallahi, my past was very dark.
I would.
But we
you
moved
would.
Forward.
Yeah.
But you must want to take a provider. Why are you
contradicting
yourself?
Yeah, I would, but like,
okay, you go 50-50 in the kitchen, would you cook?
Yeah, exactly.
You would cook as he cooks. 50-50. 50-50 on everything.
Takata nyanya.
Unamwekea playlist kwa
jioni. But you would.
Naomba go, baby.
I actually would go 50-50. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because of someone experienced who showed me that I could actually... You know how you love someone so much?
For
that
sure.
I want to give you everything, baby.
For sure.
You know?
Wah, I've been there. And it was platinum tears. Platinum.
Me, I've put my finger down because of I'm imagining this is my husband. And he just can't... Something has gone wrong. Okay?
Yeah,
essentially,
exactly.
He's been
okay,
providing
and something
has gone
so
wrong.
Okay, now you guys are going so wholesome. I'm thinking about first date.
Exactly.
So put a finger down if you've used a dating app.
For five I was minutes. There for like 3 days, but I've never dated anyone. I feel like...
But you've used one
okay.
finger.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hey, Sandra's done
well,
everything.
In uni... I tried Tinder. Mm-hmm. I joined Tinder for a quick sec. Mm-hmm. Up until I saw my people I knew, their boyfriends are there. I was like, hey,
the big bedroom.
Then I was like,
movie.
What?
I've okay. tried dating apps, then, and every time someone sends me my profile on WhatsApp, I'm like, I'm
who's that?
Jana kuja Twitter. Maeve, hi, are you on Bumble? I've seen your profile on Bumble.
Yeah, you're outing yourself right
Bumble.
Now, so they're going to know it's you.
Cindy, I've used, but now I'm not on Bumble. I'm not on anything.
I had it for like, I had Bumble that. For like 3 days. I was so afraid of Tinder. I used to see guys in like uni use it.
Yeah.
And all they'd get is just raw dogged, man. The idea of meeting someone online is so daunting.
But
to
it's
me.
So annoying also.
Like, exactly.
I don't know
so
you.
Scary.
Do you want to take me out? Do you want to kill me? Like,
it's so scary.
Hiya.
And then Bumble, it's the babe who has to approach. Bro, man, I'm not good at sliding people's names.
I'm so good. I'm so chatty. I'm just like...
For real?
I'm so good
no,
at
me, now that's where I get confused. Now what do I say? Me, I usually use the question option. I just shoot a question. You answer if you want to answer.
If
you don't want to answer, we won't talk. You're matchy. Quite higher. Put a finger down if you've been in an open relationship. Me na wana tu mput because you have been in Nairobi. Knowingly or
unknowingly. Hey, unknowingly. Hey, bo.
Yeah. Put.
Well.
Or to just specify knowingly or
flings
unknowingly.
Flings
ni...
Open.
Oh,
Hakuna. Me, not Haya. That I know of, but just based on the city we live in.
Yeah.
There's no benefit of doubt I can give.
For sure. Me too.
Yeah. I think my younger self. Wow, my younger self had commitment issues.
Ati zinaka?
Zinaka down aje. Zangu zinaka.
No, I literally have the same amount as you. Three.
Oh, acha niyake.
Why do you guys have three?
Most is perfect. We love to see it. We love to see it. Put a finger down if you're afraid of heights.
I'm actually not. I'm one of those people I see a really high space. I'm just like, acha niji. Should I?
Acha miyake chini ji. It depends. Sometimes na feeling paralyzed. Nasji metoko api.
Oh my god.
Or sometimes I feel, okay, actually, let's do it.
Actually, yeah, let me put a finger down. Because I was at level 24 at Le Marc.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't move on that glass floor. I was just like, bitch.
Or sometimes, I'm about to piss myself. Nasikia kukrawl. Nipande na mikono. Yeah.
The person I was there with was laughing.
I only think of it as, you know that one time when you decide to jitega? Maybe that would be the time. God, I'm not gambling.
Haya, so put a finger down if you've lied in an interview.
Hell all the time. Are we talking about work?
Yeah.
All the time. I work best under pressure.
That's the biggest lie. That's the biggest lie we've told. Haya, put a finger down if you've never had a crush on Justin Bieber.
That was the love of my life.
If you've never.
Me too, yeah.
Or if you've ever.
Never.
High school.
So don't put it if
was
you have.
Because that thing he used to do this, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, whoa.
I know you love me. I know you care.
Those were dark
and
times.
And then when I found out he was dating Selena Gomez, I was so mad. I was like, God, Sasa. You know, I actually thought I stood a chance.
And that scandal with Kim Kardashian, Pia, everyone was so upset as well.
I actually thought I stood a chance.
My room was just Justin Bieber. I had the book. I had the posters.
I had his phone number, wow, apparently.
Everything.
Some girl came to school saying she's selling Justin Bieber's number. I bought
it. Was this primary or high school, babe?
Primary.
High school.
2010.
We need to discuss the primary school you went to.
I bought it.
Yeah.
And then we bought credit. And you know, now we are calling a plus 55 something number. So I was going to make a bumper. 20. The first two. So I was like, hey, Imesha.
It didn't even go far.
For sure. And then on Facebook.
I
you know, I did. Mother Rao. On Facebook, what all gonna create pseudos? That time I didn't know what is pseudos ni manini. I really thought I was talking to Justin Bieber.
Bill.
So I was like, hey, morning, how are you? Good morning, Justin.
I know whoever it is, whether it's Chumba or Ochieng, is moving out there knowing I was cared for.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Yeah, shut up. Tudele, put a finger down if you pretended to be the character in a movie or series you are watching.
Is it really pretending or is it just like a vibe that comes
like
to
you're immersing yourself too?
Because when I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder, I am Annalise Keating.
What did I tell you guys?
I am Annalise Keating. When I'm watching Scandal, I am Olivia Pope.
You're actually
when I'm watching
Sandra
Frozen,
Wright.
I am Rapunzel.
Okay. Like, crazy.
For sure.
Okay, now, do I have a problem?
Yeah.
When I'm watching Creed, what's the name of Michael B. Jordan's girlfriend in Creed?
Oh my God, Adonis.
When I'm, no, the girlfriend now. We don't know the name, but I'm
Tessa
her. When I'm watching, Creed, yeah. Hiya, put a finger down if you cry at any inconvenience.
I'm a tough bitch.
For real?
No, unfortunately, I'm still not comfortable. I'm comfortable with crying. I love crying, but I still can't trigger myself to cry like just like that. So if I'm stressed and overwhelmed, I have to go home and watch one particular movie, Me Before You, and the waterworks just go. And I cry for like so long for all the small things that happened. Mm-hmm. Who broke my sharpener for class 3?
That bitch!
Yeah, so I need to trigger myself with that movie to actually get there. But now I'm comfortable with crying. It feels so nice. My face is so glowy after.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and all the, I think the feel-good hormones are doing their thing. Okay. You know, the more she's looking at me, the more crazy I feel.
I think I cry at any most inconvenience.
And I love that for you.
Sasa God, why? I love you.
Because biologically, your body is producing hormones to make you feel way better and more calm after. I love that. Instead of staying with anger, Evie too.
Okay. Sasa no mese moli at all.
I don't know. Very few things make me cry. Mm-hmm. Like, when, let me tell you a funny thing. When I listen to praise and worship, like in the morning when I'm doing my devotion, I start crying. Mm. I don't know.
That's lovely.
Like, some certain songs.
Mm.
Then... also, a man, just one man. Mm-hmm. If I love the man, I'll cry.
Yeah. Or like if he does something wrong, nice, and it upsets you.
Yeah.
Or if he does something
when you're
sweet.
Fighting, you know.
Oh my
fighting.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm really that babe as well. Yeah. I'm those. I think it's a these days kind of thing. Shit, I don't go with you. I'm just like, no, my baby. I'm sorry, I don't know. Oh gosh.
Oh yeah. Also, lovely moments make me cry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. For me, mind-blowing facts also make me cry. Mind-blowing I have facts. This friend that I've had from primary school. He's one of the smartest people I know. Shout out to Mare. Whenever he comes at me with a mind-boggling fact about the universe or something of the sort, I'm so overwhelmed by said thing. I tear up. Yeah, I cry.
What?
I literally cry. I'm just like, psycho. What the fuck? Because it's so gobsmacking for me. There, I cry.
Now you can put your hands down. Oh. I think we're done with the episode. Hey, Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
I'm
going to show you. I'm going to show you.
Mine was like four.
I think were like two.
Mine was four.
Two or three.
Mine was like five, I think.
It's a safe space.
Thank you guys for watching this episode. I've had so much fun with you guys.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
I hope you get friend zoned at one point in your life. So
I feel like it builds character. I know how to take rejection, even if it's not just in love. No. I feel like it's so important to be comfortable with the fact that someone's boundaries. It's so important.
No, let me just take rejection letters from companies, not from.
No, I think it's so important when it comes to just accepting and moving on with people's boundaries. For me personally.
So, guys, please tell us your experience. Have you friend-zoned a person? Have you yourself been friend-zoned? And how did that feel for you? And also, be sure to like this episode, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. I'll be sure to see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao for now.